AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Fires can be seen burning overnight in northern Gaza. Israeli tanks have been advancing on the territory's main city, and troops rescued a female soldier captured during Hamas's October 7 incursion. Airstrikes continue as well, some landing near hospitals where thousands are sheltering beside the wounded. Gaza's health ministry puts the war's death toll at more than 8,300. Meantime, hundreds stormed an airport in Russia over the arrival of a plane from Israel. Charles Galadesma has more.
Video shows a large, angry crowd of people moving through the main airport in the Dagestan region, then rushing onto the landing field, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking passengers arriving on a flight from the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Further video on social media shows some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Dagestan's Ministry of Health says more than 20 people were injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal regulators are suing SolarWinds for fraud. The company's software was breached in a 2020 Russian cyber espionage campaign that penetrated U.S. government agencies. SolarWinds accused of concealing security deficiencies. And there's a new White House focus on artificial intelligence.
The most consequential technology of our time.
President Biden signed a sweeping executive order with guidelines on developing artificial intelligence, which he says does a lot of good.
Exploring the universe, fighting climate change, ending cancer as we know it.
And a lot of bad.
Deepfakes. Use AI-generated audio and video to smear reputations, spread fake news, and commit fraud.
His executive order requires companies to develop safety and security standards, new consumer protections, and orders federal agencies to oversee the technology. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. That Halloween staple, the pumpkin, has had a hard year due to drought, and so have their farmers. And as you may have noted, it's affected supply and prices. Julie Walker has more.
Some pumpkin farmers in the West, particularly wholesalers in places like Colorado and New Mexico, are feeling the pinching effects of drought. In preparation, pumpkin farmer Alan Mazzotti cut back on planting.
We found out pretty early in the year that our reservoir supplies were pretty low, and we were only going to get about half the water we normally get.
Pumpkins are a reminder that all crops suffer, says Mark Carroll, a Texas A&M Extension agent.
It's just an ongoing challenge, which it is with all businesses right now.
Carroll says pumpkins can survive hot, dry weather, but this record heat was too much, and that other challenges like labor and inflation are hurting farmers across the board. I'm Julie Walker.
Thank you, Julie, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.